Five bad Fulutrians.
Five got run for president.
No, don't even get into that shit, Veronica.
I have a plan.
For presidents.
Everyone will die.
My gain must be really high. Hold on.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, is that better? Oh, it's so much better. Yeah, I was like just speaking in my normal voice and it was just huge blocks.
Mine is super tiny, but I just assume that's okay.
That's what
he said.
When I masturbate, it's two fingers only.
In the butt.
Hey-o!
No, that's supposed to be the one.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Cthulhu and Friends. Happy Thanksgiving!
So what's everyone eating for Thanksgiving today?
Babies.
Mm, oh. I love babies. They're so juicy.
Those fat thighs.
What I like, though, is to just get a little baby wrist. Just gnaw on it, suck the marrow out.
You get to chew on that gristle for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And don't even get me started on baby cheeks. They are both kissable and chewy.
Face or butt?
Oh, both. Put them in a stew.
Oh, baby cheek stew.
Baby butt stew.
Baby butt gumbo.
Baby butt, baby butt, baby butt, baby butt. So this is the worst episode of Cthulhu and Friends ever.
Or the best.
Or the best. I don't know, Josh. I really don't know about that.
It's actually not even an episode of Cthulhu and Friends. It's Thanksgiving. Come on. Don't listen. I don't even know why you're listening to this right now. Just stop.
Oh, I know exactly why they're listening to this.
Because we have all the Black Friday deals, and we're going to tell you about them right now.
Friday.
Fuck
this
Mike
day
Lane.
Only. Mike Lane will roll all your ones.
For
half
the off.
Low, low price.
It's like rolling
a
.5. Well, we've got a little bit going on. Project Bombshell is funded.
Oh,
holy
so
shit.
Funded.
So we're looking at definitely two issues. So
definitely
The Man Jack and Rise of the Cat People.
Mm-hmm. Right? And hopefully we can scrimp and save and get at least that third one out. And then, of course, we have plans for the fourth as well. So.
And the third one is 42.
So, which I think is all the more interesting now that we have more 42 in our lives.
Yeah, but less Clementine. Ugh.
Less Clem. Yeah, that's true. I was just saying the other day that I'd like to replace my corgi with a Saint Bernard.
Have fun cleaning up man-sized shits. And I'm not talking about man shit. I'm talking about, like, shit the size of a man.
Yeah, no, I'm into it. I have these real shitty neighbors, and I would just like to shovel it onto them. Just here's a man-sized shit.
They're walking over to the mailbox, and you're like, "Foomph!" And they're like, "Excuse me."
One of the great things about living in my neighborhood is that there is a Facebook page for it, wherein people get arms about all kinds of shit. And it's stuff like, why are there kids walking around late at night? Well, dude, it's
Who
8 p.m.
Cares?
It's 8 p.m. and they're out there walking around with their basketballs. Get off their dicks.
As long as they're not in my house, I don't care where they're at.
I'm totally going to search for this Facebook page.
Well, I've been actually screenshotting the more ridiculous. I used to live in that same neighborhood, I'm still a part. Obviously, so I'm still a part of the Facebook page. I've been screenshotting the more ridiculous posts.
The most glorious one is recently a woman's garage was graffitied to
suck dick, bitch.
It says suck dick, bitch. And so she gets on the Facebook, like, I hope that the parents will go and look and see if this color spray paint is missing from their garage. And if it is, y'all do the right thing. Well, all of this to say that a lot of people get all up in arms about it. And then that one goddamn Texan is like, I would hate for someone's kid to get shot. Excuse me, what? And this is where Veronica gets real liberal real fast. I was like, if you shoot someone for painting, I think you're going to go to jail. It does not matter if you have...
If the vigilante squad doesn't get to you first.
Yeah, it's yeah. just, you're not going to be spray painting and someone come and kill you and everyone's going to be like, oh, they's protecting their property. No, not going to happen.
From the dangerous 14-year-olds.
Yeah, from the bored 14-year-olds in our tiny little suburb.
I had eggs and spray paint.
They're either spray painting your garage or they're fucking each other and making more terrible 14-year-olds. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather deal with, you know, spray paint.
Yeah, spray paint.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it seems like it was maybe directed right at her. So, I mean, maybe just think
maybe
about...
Maybe she's a bitch and she needs to suck dick.
Whoa. Maybe we cut that.
Roshi cut
we
what?
Completely went off topic from Thanksgiving and comic books to dick-sucking grandmas.
What? She's not a grandma. She's one of these East Texas moms. Her hair comes, it's like all strappy and it comes down to like it's longer in the front than it is in the back.
A mullet?
Them bitches.
Wait, what?
No, it's the opposite. A reverse mullet.
It's the opposite of a mullet. It's a mom.
It's mom. A
mullet.
Mom.
God.
Oh my God.
I wonder how long we could just keep up with this terrible.
Well,
terrible
you know,
reason.
I was
go on and on.
I was
honestly.
Just saying, you know, maybe sometimes people just want to hear us chitter chatter. Who knows?
Oh my God, V.
Who knows?
This is not that kind of podcast.
V. What you need
I
to do?
I have one of those. Yeah, go yeah. on.
You need to go to Craigslist, put oh, an shit. Ad in for used sex toys. I mean, it'll
can
be deleted, but
can
then
I tell
put
you?
The address as one of your neighbors that you dislike and put it on that and be like, oh my God, do you see what I see on this Craigslist site? And then put them on there and then just,
exactly.
it, oh my God.
So what you're saying is I need to find a box of dildos and baby toys, put them into a thing all together and take it to my
Josh
neighbor's house.
Take a picture like in front of their, like on their driveway and then
yeah.
put it on Facebook or on Craigslist Maybe, and then upload that know, to the Facebook page. Oh, it'll be glorious.
We're what getting closer and closer doing? To have I having identified me as the spray painter. So let's move away from this.
Suck dick, bitch. It's me.
LOL, LOL, LOL.
Yeah, that should have been at the bottom there.
That would have been great.
There was a reason why we were recording this. What else are we supposed to say?
Thank you. And we
thank
love you.
Thank you, India. Remember when that song came out
I thought
like
you were
2002
go,
or 2001?
Yes, I remember Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah. Let everyone go around and sing a song of thanks. Mike.
To Alanis Morissette.
What?
Sing a
sing
fucking
a song.
Song
with thank you in it.
I don't.
No, you don't want to hear Mike sing.
Yeah, you don't want to hear
I've
me
known
sing.
This guy a long time.
Okay,
you don't
Josh,
want
go on.
No.
Yeah, oh, Stacey.
You guys suck.
Yeah, you guys
I did
suck.
It.
You put
I
me
did
on
the
spot.
Thank you for being a friend thing.
Do it again.
Yeah, she's a golden girl. She likes golden
thank
showers.
Thank you for being a friend.
Bam, 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 bam.
Man, I used to really be into the golden girls. Let me tell you what. When Who Veronica didn't? Was like a good six-year-old girl, watching that with her mom, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to be sassy just like
you'll
that.
Be Blanche.
You'd yeah. be Blanche, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, Blanche! There was a lady that lived down the road from us called Blanche, or named Blanche, and she sold the Avon to my grandmother.
Oh, of course she did.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Calling.
And whenever she'd call us to let my grandma know that the Avon order was in, my grandmother's name is Rita, she'd be like, is Reader there? Reader. And
Reader?
And I was such a dickwad. I'd be like, Reader? I'm telephone's
I would have been like, nope, nobody here by that name.
So, yeah.
We're going to be back. In a couple weeks.
Well,
you know,
maybe, yeah, like probably
the
next
week.
The week
after next.
Yeah.
We're gonna just do next week?
Yeah, well, yeah. We're just recording this, and we'll have an episode by then.
Well, let's
because...
say one of each, like, next week, the week after next, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks, and then whatever
we'll
works,
be back
we
next
cut
year.
In.
2016, we're taking off.
And happy New Year's, guys.
Oh, man.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh. Merry Christmas. Shalom. L'chaim. Mazel tov.
I was just... Is my camera on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know this entire time.
It's been
get
on.
Back in there.
Legit. Just, the whole time.
We saw everything.
Oh, I was picking my nose and everything, guys.
No, we didn't see any of that. At least okay,
I didn't really. Anyways.
And I keep you on the screen because I really don't want to look at Josh.
I don't blame you. Now you can see me. I have light.
And Mike is like, you mean I've been shirtless all this time for nothing?
I have been really doing some heavy petting on this chest and no one's
He's been getting
it.
On the pec deck, dropping some serious numbers.
Like
so
two?
Go on and ask the question. I was just waiting for it.
Okay. Hey, Veronica, when do you think we'll be getting season 4 cranked up?
I don't know.
Me either.
Hey, Veronica. What the
season
fuck?
Getting season 4 cranked up. Well, I'd say that it's going to be after season 3, but before season 5.
That's an excellent answer. And I totally agree with that placement.
Yeah.
No, I want to do season 6 next.
Season 6?
Yeah.
Nah, we're definitely not there yet. We haven't connected those dots. So.
Can we do season 666?
Oh.
No response. Just meow.
Because it wasn't that good a joke.
What? You know what? I'm fucking trying here.
It was more a comment than a joke.
What is happening?
Well, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to worship something that's made up, it needs to be something cool, like with tentacle face.
Guys, I have found a Christmas sweater that I want, which is an ugly Christmas sweater. It is a knitted, and on the tummy of it is a picture of Jesus Christ, and he's like, what? And above it just says, birthday boy. And
oh, I saw that one.
Oh, wow.
I want it.
But he wasn't born in December. Terrible.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Sometimes I wasn't born on every fucking day of my birthday week, but guess what? Fucking
it's
celebrate it.
Birthday week.
Yeah. Also, I celebrate Christmas as though it were my birthday, and also the entire month. What else do I celebrate in honor of me?
We're still recording.
Vagina Day.
I celebrate that as often as possible.
Vagilentine's
Day. Well, I hope
Day.
That you find your own vagina, because I was really specifically talking about my own.
Wow.
Well, that's just
so
awkward.
Selfish. You just shared. You got something
and
so
Mike
wonderful.
Half a country away, he's like...
Mike,
day
don't first
Veronica's vagina day.
Yes. Please stop worshiping false pussies. So
thou shalt have no pussies before me. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's pussy.
Oh my.
Thou shalt not take my pussy in vain.
Oh my.
Hold on, I need a list of the Ten Commandments.
But does Google know those? Ask Jeeves. Remember that?
I do. Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeeves, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Ask Jeeves is why I still type in questions to Google.
Yeah, you can do that. That's a thing.
Legitimately.
Like,
that's the verbal.
How are babies
it.
Made? With R capitalized and italicized.
Yeah, it doesn't understand italics. Google does not. How are babies made?
Did you mean what is abstinence?
What is sperm?
Is sperm
what
good
is
for you?
The female vagina.
The female.
A dark cave.
It is
the internet.
It's a place where, for safe coughing.
Is coughing into a vagina healthy?
Absolutely.
The internet says the clitoris is
left
at the crest of the labia. What does that mean?
Is that why you have to lick the envelope? I don't.
Guys, this is supposed to be a Thanksgiving. Ha ha.
Well, we're
thankful
done. For clitoris.
I'm thankful for pussy. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no yeah. fucking kidding. I'd assume you ladies are thankful for your own.
Yeah,
pussies.
I mean, I can do it on my own if I want to, and it's just fine.
Poor Dave still isn't getting any.
No, because we're married. I told you after.
Stacey, I don't. I cut that blooper. I didn't use it because I didn't feel right about using it.
Oh, I don't care. He knows. I tell him.
Well, it's not
that I just didn't want to, like...
It's the rest of the
I
world,
thought it
Stacey.
Was funny. I listened to it, and I was, like, no, laughing my ass off.
I am giving you permission to use that, dude.
Permission to use what?
It.
Do you want me to say it so that you have it, like, on voice record so I can't come back and go, you bastard?
No, I think the four of us here, we all know what you're talking about. Oh, I need some needle nose pliers.
That was
the fuck.
Also, Veronica is needle nosing her nose.
I don't like to stick my fingers in my nose to pick it. That's disgusting.
So you, that's a good way to get rid of your nose hairs, your stray nose hairs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what pencils are for.
Do you not have a kit for your nasal passages? Come on. Everyone's got one. Stop paying the pink needle nose plier tax. Just get some orange and black ones.
Cut that.
I will.
Cut.
I don't want to say goodbye like that.
Oh my god, that is old.
Don't we have to sign off?
Episode one shit.
I know. I know.
I don't know what this is going to end up being. It's really just us like shooting the shit.
Thank you for shooting the shit.
Well, that's,
you know what I'm thankful for?
Cthulhu and friends chatty chat chat.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the creepers because you guys, you know, you want to hear from us, and I'm thankful.
Oh,
that was a terrible figure.
Gross. Oh, God. You need to put your thumb in your butt if you're going to, like, cry a little.
No, you got to.
Thumbs.
Does he cry after he comes? What? I don't.
You get a pinch of ball sack and you twist.
There you go.
I don't have one of those. God.
A little nip.
Twist some labe and that'll get the job done.
Some people might be into that, though.
I was just going to say, what if I'm into it and then I found this whole other rabbit hole that I have to discover for the next 5 years?
So instead of tears, you get like a cry of pleasure and surprise. And then you're like, I'll be in my bunk.
Well, and somehow everything still ends up wet.
Then you just say, thank you? I don't.
No. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. And we've come full circle.
We've come in a full circle.
God damn it, what is wrong with us?
This episode is a circle jerk.
I'd like to reiterate that this is for mature audiences only.
Explicit. Viewer discretion advised. And if you're watching this...
How?
There's everything except for brief nudity.
Well...
Okay, Josh, you're editing this?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but my mom is playing really loud fucking music from... two rooms over. It's like Christmassy weird music that
reminds
me of internet cat videos. So it might be in the background.
It's a cat playing chopsticks with chopsticks.
I don't know what's happening.
What even is...
Guys, what have you... I feel like it's been years since I've talked to you. What are you guys watching on the television? Everyone that listens to Podcat knows that I've been watching The Fargo.
I started watching Fargo. There's I finished Mad Men.
No, I watched the first season, and you can't get the goddamn shit streaming. Well, I could, but I've lost the Apple TV remote. I'm sorry. It's my second this year.
I set your phone to work on
no,
that
remember
thing.
You couldn't because of the because I lost
no,
the
I brought you were drunk, so you don't remember this. I brought my Apple TV remote over. And I set up your phone to work as a remote, so you should be able to turn it on with your phone.
Oh. Well,
you're real drunk. You don't remember half of Halloween.
Well, that was many bottles of wine ago.
Was it the good
half? Were we drinking wine?
No, everyone else didn't like the wine, so I had all three bottles.
What? Why
holy
did they
hell.
Like the wine?
Huh? I don't know. They just
wine
are rude.
Is not good.
We were all drinking some pretty delicious stuff, except for Veronica.
I liked it. I liked that the rooster one especially, but
rooster
I liked
like the cock.
So much cock.
Cock.
Was it a red cock or a white cock?
Oh my god.
It's purplish. But I don't like the taste of alcohol. I need to not taste it, but get wasted.
There's a balance. There's
much
a balance.
Like maple flavored.
Crown Royal. I still love that stuff. I don't give a fuck.
You know, Stace, I was over it for a little while. I could drink the Crown Maple for just for a hot minute. And then my kids got wind that there is a cereal called Waffle Crisp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. And they really loved it. And their little kisses, their little maple kisses were just, oh, I love you, Mom. And I was like,
uh-huh.
That's gonna make me sick.
It smelled like...
My stomach was turning. My asshole was clenched. I could not not. I can't. Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Farts came out in a squeak.
Your hoodie started smelling. It was bad.
Oh, God. I don't think these people know about that.
Yeah, yes, no, they do.
We've talked so much about how I've puked on myself in
the hoodie.
In your hoodie.
On the bed. Yeah.
Threw up
in
my God. Door, did I told you guys hair, about Carter.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Child vomit is just fast moving and unexpected every time.
Daddy? Bleh.
I don't feel...
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Ugh. We can feel it coming. We know when it's going to happen. Yeah. We're like pushing like cars out of the way to get to the bathroom.
She knew it was coming. That's why she came to get me.
I don't feel so good. I don't... Warf!
Oh, what's really bad though is whenever they feel like that and you think, oh, it's going to be throw up, and you kind of rush them away, and then you just smell shit because they've just shit all over themselves. It's just explosive diarrhea.
Gross.
Guys, if you aren't using birth control,
do it.
Do it. Get yourself a ring, get yourself a shot, get yourself a pill, a condom.
Sew that fucker shut, whatever it takes.
Cut it, snip it, get it out.
While it's still legal.
Or, you know, or have a baby, whatever. I don't fucking care.
Don't yeah. do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've technically got four now.
Yeah.
My life is a circus.
Yep, dip, little, dip, dip. And one of his little children's finally decided to acknowledge my existence. I go over there all the time, and the little boy child was like looking at me, and then he was like, "Chase me." I mean, we were obviously communicating through our minds.
Telepathically.
Yeah. And the conversation went like this: "Chase me." "No, I don't want to." "Fucking chase me."
"I don't want to pee on a dead body."
"I can't. I didn't take off my shoes, and I don't want to get stickers all over the house." "You fucking let me down." And then he runs away. And
as if she had chased him.
Yeah, as though I had chased him just because I leaned at him in my mind. So, yeah, that was it. It was adorable.
And I'm sitting in the middle of this interaction. I'm like, I think he's over there pooping.
Yeah, well, I think it's because he and 17. I connected mentally, and you can only connect with shit.
Well, you know, whatever works. So, if you want to catch more of this awful shit that we do, you can find us on Twitter at CAF Podcast.
I'm at Typical Veronica, or at Turkey Veronica. No, it's not. Just cut that. I'm at Typical Veronica. Yeah.
You can find me at Definitely Stacy.
I'm in One Gaming Lane.
And you can find me at Absolute Butts. And also, it's probably Josh.
Ginger.
Hey,
husband.
Did I tell you guys about that dream I had where you could make a detachable snowplow out of duck bills?